Dolly Nanpajimpa Daniels, known by family as Dolly Nanpajimpa Granites, always preferred to wear a hopeful shade of yellow. It made her feel good. Yundamu, an Aboriginal community some 300 kilometres northwest of Alice Springs in the Northern Territory. A community of Walpri and Anmacha people, still home to 800 women, men and children. There she'd be, in stifling hot community halls, and she'd begin her standard pacing and waiting as everyone else slowly filed into community meetings, dawdling in the midday sun. As the meetings ran their course, Dolly would sort out just what needed to be done, sometimes with a belly laugh, sometimes with a flash of temper. Dolly was part of a team who fought for great tracts of the Central Australian Desert to be given back to the Walpri people, and won. But as far as Dolly was concerned, the Women's Centre was her biggest achievement. She'd been taught the dreaming by her aunties and mothers, and she was determined to do the same for young girls as they grew into womanhood. With the women she loved and the kids she adored, she liked a bit of goanna hunting. Everyone would jump to the back of the truck and head off into the evening twilight. The women would spread out across the red sand and green shrubs. Following the goanna's distinctive tracks, they would dig furiously down holes until they secured a head and bashed it on a nearby tree. A campfire was ready to receive the half dozen or so goannas to be munched on before heading back home. There was no way they would share their goodies with the men. And after finishing off their meal and making it back into town, she was often on the night patrol she helped to create. She and the senior women would drive around town after dark, taking kids back home and looking after anyone vulnerable. You didn't want to mess with them. Community. It was everything for Dolly. She knew about red tape. She knew about the white men's ways and how to work with them and against them when it mattered. She'd got a white man's education late in life, but she knew it was important for her children if they were to continue her work of keeping the community alive. And she knew the very special taste of freshly roasted goanna meat. Dolly began painting in the 80s, and now her artworks hang in galleries and museums all over the world. And she enjoyed trips to Sydney and New York, but she always missed home. You could hear her in the midst of the exhibition crowd, talking, telling stories, explaining history, laughing her big laugh, not letting us forget where her art came from. Dolly Daniels died, surrounded by kin, in the spring of 2004. She'd spent her life straddling her own culture and white man's rules and ways, always with a sense of purpose and an equally sharp sense of fun.